When Chris and Megan Burnside moved to Dayton about a year ago, they immediately saw a thriving arts community and say they were also drawn to a lot of the collaborative work that was taking place between various artists and organizations. They've jumped headlong into that collaborative creativity and co-founded a new group called the Dayton Writers Movement. The two, along with a group of local actors, are launching a new podcast this month called Unwritten. This week we talked about the podcast and what's behind the Dayton Writers Movement. Chris and Megan, thanks for speaking with us today. Megan, tell us a little bit about the Dayton Writers Movement and your mission.
Dayton Writers Movement started with a core group of writers at the University of Dayton, a lot of previous students of Chris's, and they all got together wanting to do a collaborative writing project. And in doing so, we wanted to be able to give them a voice so it wasn't just on a computer. Instead, it was a piece that could be shared with the world.
Yeah, so a lot of these students are students that I had worked with directly, and they were looking for some kind of collaborative project. We had everything from people who were doing screenwriting to people who were poets, to people who were writing songs and music and lyrics. And they wanted to do something that allowed them to all work together. And that's when we decided that we would put this project together. And then initially, it was just going to be scripts that we wrote. And what we've done with that is taken the scripts that we've written, and after all of the writing and editing process, we've then gone and put together the cast, which is 26 local performers from the Dayton and Ohio area. And then what we've done is produce that in terms of going to a studio and recording it in a professional studio, Megafauna Sound here in Dayton, and then editing and mixing and mastering it there as well so that we have this full complete project.
You've got 26 actors, and how many writers on this project?
There are 8 total writers.
Tell me a little bit about the artistic process.
So it started with the 8 of us just in a room working on coming up with a story. We came together with no particular story in mind, and the 8 of us just kept throwing out ideas, some of them very, very disparate ideas that had nothing to do with each other, and trying to figure out how can we put these ideas together and make a story that makes sense. And over weeks of meetings, those ideas kind of boiled down to a core story. And then we just kept developing that story as we went, mostly just by sitting around and talking about it. And eventually we got to the point where we assigned each writer one of the 8 episodes. And those writers started going off and writing their individual episodes while still talking about them as a group. And then once all of those episodes came in, one of the writers, Anna Adamy, and I went through and edited all of the episodes to make sure that the story fit and it was cohesive. And then it was put to the performers, and it turned into more of the production phase, which was rehearsing, recording, and making sure that that all of those pieces were in place.
You're going to launch the podcast on August 28th?
Yes, we're going to be having a premiere at the Neon Theater in Dayton. And then also shortly after, we will be launching the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. All of the links are available on Facebook and on our website, unwrittenpodcast.com. And we're really excited about it. One other thing we did not mention is that the movement part of Dayton Writers Movement is very important, and you will hear it in the podcast. So our podcast tackles some pretty serious and mature issues like suicide, sexual violence. We wanted to bring those up so that we could have smart conversations as a community and also bring it up in a way that's entertaining. So it's not a heavy podcast. It is a podcast that has a lot of humor in it and a lot of heart. And we're really excited to have that movement element to all of our pieces that we're going to do. Another social issue that we felt needed to be talked about or at least addressed is the lack of strong female characters in entertainment. So we made a conscious effort to create a show that showcases strong, complex women characters. And equality for women is important for us, and not just in the podcast. It's also important for us from a business side. Half our writers are female. So the writer's room is full of varied opinions and varied ideas that they're bringing to the table and experiences, which I think really lends validity to the story that is being told. And the rest of the cast is also pretty equally split between male and female.
before coming to Dayton, is this the type of community engagement that you've been involved in, or is this a totally new project for both of you?
For the most part, it's very new. All the writing that I've done in the past has been very solitary at the very least. I've written stage plays, but then I'm mostly sitting in a room writing, and then they're produced with little involvement from me. So it was when we came to Dayton that we realized that the arts community here is extremely collaborative, and emphasis on the word community. Everybody comes together. They all know each other. It's really interesting to hold auditions and have our kickoff meeting with all of our performers and have these 26 people in a room. And a lot of them are looking around saying, I know that person. I know that person. And it's just such a wonderful, tight community that we've not really experienced anywhere else that we've lived.
Have you thought about what's next? I mean, you're launching your first project, but where do you want the Dayton Writers Movement to go?
We anticipate doing future productions, potentially plays, short stories, a variety of creative projects. We're not limiting ourselves just to podcasts, but we hope to interact with the writers and the actors and the fantastic talent here in Dayton.
You've also got an original score or music that accompanies the podcast. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, the theme song for Unwritten was written by Joey Ferber, who's also one of the writers of the show. And he performed it with some other local artists, Kelsey Mills and Ian Mortensen. And then we recorded that at Megafauna Sound as well.
I've got it all. It's just unwritten. Not putting it off. Just trying to figure it out. If what I say comes to fruition with these words, I can't play around. Who I am can really be made.
The podcast is called Unwritten, and again, where can folks find out the details? The start date is coming up.
Yes, so it premieres on August 28th, and the first episode releases on major podcast networks on September 1st, and listeners can get more information at unwrittenpodcast.com, where they can download episodes and read information about our story.
Megan and Chris Burnside, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, you can find out more about the Dayton Writers Movement at unwrittenpodcast.com. That's it for this edition of WISO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO. Public radio for the Miami Valley. I'm Jerry Kenny. We'll be back next Sunday morning at 8. Thanks for joining us.
Walking on wires.